Hey, you slept so late last night, so I don't expect you to reply to this message right away. But I'm gonna say this now. This is probably gonna be the worst voicemail you ever get in the morning. I've already warned you about this when I sent the message, but I know that no matter how much I say not to listen to it first thing in the morning, I know you go ahead and listen anyway. And no, I won't let you deny that either. You told me that yourself, that you always check if I had left any messages for when you wake up. You said it always puts a smile on your face whenever I do that, but I don't think you expect this message this time. You're used to all my sappy and cheesy good morning texts, but this time it's something different, something more serious, something that we should be talking about sooner rather than later. So, hear me out. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and maybe that's a good thing because I've finally come to realize certain things. But I'm scared. I'm scared that the feelings are getting too real. I'm scared that we are getting too real. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Real is good. Real means that there's potential for something great. But it also means vulnerability. Real means getting hurt eventually, some way or another. That is what I'm scared of. We haven't been talking for long. Well, maybe a couple of months. At least. It's actually so weird how comfortable I immediately felt with you. You're so easy to talk to. I don't feel so pressured continuing the conversation with you because it just flowed so naturally. And even when we're bombarded with silence or if ever the conversation just stops suddenly, it's not awkward at all. Silence with you is nice. I love how we can just spend time together and there's no pressure to speak at all. I guess that's also the reason why I confess so quickly to you. Yes, I do admit I went a little bit too fast. A little bit is an understatement, to be honest. I know my confession to you, I recall, came as a shock to you. I don't know if you believe me or not either, but I surprised myself too. Didn't expect myself to suddenly just confess. But being with you on a call that day, I guess I didn't want to hide it any longer. The timing of it all shocked you too, didn't it? I didn't mean to scare you off by going so fast. When you told me that you may also be feeling the same way, I couldn't help but feel happy. I mean, you really didn't give me a straight answer, but when you said that, it gave me hope, even if it's just a little. We agreed that we won't do anything about it. We agreed that we won't rush it, that we'll let things slowly evolve. I know that I give you time, and I still do mean what I said. We don't even need to talk about it until you're ready, or until you're comfortable enough to talk about it again. This should be the least of your worries. I don't want to stress you out or get you all worried about such a stupid thing, but I can't help but think that we're missing out on something great, you know? We can be amazing together. I know we get all flirty all the time and it sounds so fucking cheesy, but it really did feel like we clicked in the first time we talked. It sounds so childish saying that, but you're just generally fun to talk to, and whenever I don't get to talk to you, it just feels empty. It's as if I've been missing something that should have been there all along. You care a lot for people. You're so selfless that even when you're feeling shitty and you're having a bad day, you'd rather comfort someone else. You'd rather talk to them about it and make them feel better rather than address your own feelings. For fuck's sake, that's what you did to me. I'm certain that on the day I opened up about not feeling well, you were having a shitty day too. And yet, there you were, ready to comfort and reassure me. You cracked stupid jokes and made me laugh because your internet connection kept cutting off. You kept saying that you didn't do much, but you did more than enough. You made me forget why I was even having a bad day in the first place. Being in your presence, spending time with you, even if it's just a 5-minute call or a 3-hour long conversation, I loved every single moment of it. You flash that adorable smile and you'll giggle ever so slightly and I'm just gone. You have such an effect on me and I don't even think you know that. I know I always send a message first and I can't help but think that I'm bothering you. You always tell me that I'm not, and if I ever was, you tell me straight away. You're just... I just never met anyone like you. And it sucks because I get so possessive when I don't even have the right to do that. Is it too selfish of me to say that I don't like you being close to someone else? Is it so unreasonable for me to say that whenever I see you getting close to someone, I suddenly get sad? I guess. I just don't want to share you with anyone else. I know it sounds so unfair because we're not even together. I hate feeling like this. I shouldn't be feeling like this. But I get jealous with those people that get to be with you right now. Fuck's sake, get jealous whenever you even talk to someone. I know I shouldn't be, and it's so stupid to even be jealous over someone who I know won't even make a move on you. It's stupid to even be jealous. Can you blame me? All I wanted from the beginning was you. All I want is you. You're the reason why I even wake up in the morning. The last thought that comes to mind when I fall asleep. But what if you're just playing with me? What if everything we've done, every single conversation, whenever we fall asleep on call, what if all of that was just an act? What if you're talking to someone else and I'm just another side piece that you talk to when you're bored? I'm sorry for having such thoughts. I know you've reassured me enough that there's no one else. But I just can't help it, you know? I can't help but think that you're going to meet someone else who's way more compatible. Perhaps even someone closer to you. They won't have to deal with this stupid distance and difficulty of having different time zones. What if they're better than me? What do I do then? I can't stop you. I don't want to stop you. You're not mine to claim. Not mine to protect. Not mine to even call mine. Fuck. I don't even know if that made any sense. It's so stupid, but who the fuck am I to call you mine when there's no us in the first place? I value your happiness way more than mine. If you're happy being with them, I'm gonna tell you not to be with them. You deserve only the best. You deserve every good thing that this world has to offer. I can't take that away from you. But I can't help but wonder. I can be that for you. I can be the best. I can be the best thing that's ever happened to you. And we can have our own happy ever after. I'm so sorry if that sounded so conceited or if it looks like I'm so full of myself. I want to give you all the time you need to let you think. But I don't want to lose you either. Those memes that we send each other late at night, therapist gives people cuddling. That's supposed to be seeing each other about relationships, or even if we joke and cringe about it. I want that. I want that with you. I'm willing to make it work. I'm not saying it's not gonna hurt, because it will hurt. I'm not gonna promise that I won't make you cry either, because I know that I most likely will. You'll spend some nights crying and I won't even know about it. We'll spend sleepless nights wondering why we even bothered to do this. It's not gonna be easy, but if we're willing to make it work, this should turn out alright. Right? The distance between us is an absolute pain in the ass, but I'm done playing games. I want a future with you. I want to wake up one day and not hold my feelings back. I want to shout to the whole world what I feel about you. I don't want to hide. And although we have right now is amazing as it is, I love talking to you every single moment of every single day. I want more. I want to be able to take you on dates. I know that sounds so stupid because we can't even meet each other right now, given the circumstances. But I can't wait until the day I get to meet you properly. I can't wait to make all those stupid, sappy gifts come to life. I want to see that smile in real life and hear those beautiful giggles to myself. I want to see you get flustered and try to hide away whenever I compliment you. I want to wrap my arms around you even when you try to squirm away. I want to be there when you're feeling down and comfort you when you feel sad, just as you do with me. I want to feel your skin against mine. Kiss those beautiful lips again, again, again. But until then, I guess I'll have to settle with seeing you through a screen. Or hear you through the phone. My greatest enemies right now would be the internet connection and that stupid app we met each other on. So let's not beat around the bush any longer, shall we? We've been going in circles all this time when we both knew we were going to end up in the same place anyway. I hate to think of you as someone that could have been but never pursued because I was too scared to make a move about it. I don't want to think of you and regret the things I should have done. I don't want to leave it all as an almost, a maybe. I want an us. So, that's all I wanted to say all along is that I'm already yours, but please, this time, will you be mine?